This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. 106 people have died so far this flu season in North Texas. That's the latest total from Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, Denton, and Parker counties. Dallas County has experienced the most flu deaths. The Health and Human Services Department yesterday confirmed 6 additional deaths. That brings the total for Dallas County up to 60. More than 2,800 people in Texas have died from adult flu or pneumonia, as well as 5 flu-related pediatric deaths as of February 2nd. The Centers for Disease Control last month said the flu shot is less effective against the dominant strain this season. However, medical professionals say it's still worth getting because it reduces the severity and risk of the flu. 1.3 million Texans may lose access to community health centers in the next several weeks if the federal government doesn't renew their funding. Community health centers, also known as federally qualified health centers, provide medical, dental, vision, and behavioral health care services, as well as pharmacy access to low-income and uninsured patients. There are more than 70 of these health centers statewide. They often exist in communities that have a shortage of doctors, dentists, and mental health professionals. Barbara Shirley has been going to Austin-based community care for a decade. She started back in 2008 after losing her job and the health insurance that came with it.
I had a heart attack the same year and was challenged to find the health care I needed and follow up. I discovered community care. They not only treated my heart condition, but other pre-existing conditions as well.
Federal money accounts for 70% of community health centers' support, but Congress allowed the funding to expire October 1st. Clinics say they'll run out of money in March. Advocates hope Congress will approve a continuing resolution this week that includes renewed money for community health centers. Phantom Thread is up for 6 Academy Awards this year, including Best Picture. Our big screen team continues its Oscars preview series with a conversation about how the film captured the world of haute couture.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about Phantom Thread with Myra Walker, who is the professor emeritus in the College of Visual Arts and Design at the University of North Texas and the former curator and director of the Texas Fashion Collection. Myra, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk about Phantom Thread with you because it takes place in the world of high fashion. Daniel Day-Lewis plays a 1950s-era dress designer who finds his muse in a young woman who's played by Vicky Krieps.
This is Flemish bobbin lace from the late 1600s. It's very rare, very precious. I rescued it from Antwerp during the war. I've been waiting for the right moment to make something with it.
Daniel Day-Lewis famously apprenticed under the New York City Ballet costume designer to learn to sew, and this movie contains many, many scenes of him stitching and arranging fabric and adjusting the dresses on his models. And I'm curious if you thought that those elements of the fashion world felt authentic.
No, not completely, and it explains a lot that you said he apprenticed at a ballet theatrical costume design shop, because while those people are entirely, you know, professional, it's a completely different approach in the world of fashion. And actually, some of my misgivings about the design, in particular the designs shown, whether they were in the studio or on the model, they just were not glamorous enough. I think that fashion lovers will object to the film on that basis across the board. The fashion itself was a little dull.
Have you met designers in your time who remind you of Reynolds, who are that sort of the exacting standards and the sort of obsessive focus?
Well, you know, we're in a different century than the mid-50s, but I couldn't help thinking of the late Alexander McQueen, that he had that maniacal passion toward his work. It occurred to me Daniel Day-Lewis could possibly play Alexander McQueen very well.
The centerpiece relationship in the movie, of course, is between the dressmaker and his muse. Is that common at all for fashion designers to have somebody specific in mind that they're designing four over the course of a career, or is that more of a construction to be able to tell a story in a movie?
That's a really great question, because that's another thing that I was kind of put off by, because you might be struck by an ordinary person who is waiting on you in a club or a restaurant to inspire you to some degree. But a muse is a much more powerful being and thing in someone's life, you know, as a creative direction. And designers and artists have many muses. They don't just have one. And within the fashion studio, the muse for creativity is a different person or idea than the fit model. The fit model has to stand there all day long for 9 to 10 hours getting fitted by the designer, and it's no fun whatsoever. But she may not be the model that then goes out to show the work in a fashion show or to clients. And so for Alma to be portrayed as one person that takes on all those roles was very unrealistic.
I get the impression perhaps you aren't a huge fan of Phantom Thread.
I don't think it's the greatest movie that all the awards are, you know, being the accolades that are being given to it. It's just, I feel that it's kind of cheating a bit selling the movie that it's about a fashion story when it's really not.
Well, Myra Walker, thank you so much for coming down and talking about Phantom Thread with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Myra.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Phantom Thread is currently in theaters. As for the forecast, a high near 59 today, sunny skies as well, increasing clouds tonight with a low around 43, and then tomorrow warmer with a high near 67. It's 33 degrees now in Dallas, 32 in Fort Worth, 27 in Wichita Falls, and 31 degrees in Tyler.